Welcome to Navigate with HSBC, your trusted source for insights into wealth management, investing, and market dynamics. Let us dive deep into the current market environment, the risk management strategies, and the evolving landscape of AIFs, that's alternate investment funds. And joining us today on the show is Ashish Somaiya, the Executive Director and CEO, White Oak Capital Asset Management. With over two decades in asset management industry, well, Ashish has led prominent firms like Motilal Oswal AMC, ICICI Prudential AMC, bringing a wealth of expertise to this particular discussion. Well, Ashish, thanks a lot for taking time off.
Thank you.
And coming in on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
White Oak has strongly embraced the AIF structure.
Yeah.
And it's been met with good success. Now, what were your key considerations for taking this route?
So, you know, I can tell you two or three things, Nigel. One is that, just take an example, in a very normal discussion, if you talk Indian markets, if you talk about active management in general,
yeah,
at the slightest drop of a hat, you will hear that, you know, in the US, there is not much alpha. And in the US, active managers struggle to beat the benchmark. Mm-hmm. The long-range history of US, last 30, 35 years, actually shows that it's not that there is dearth of alpha in the public, in the US markets. Mm-hmm. It's basically that alpha has moved from public markets to private markets. You know, there is more alpha in illiquids, micro cap, small cap, pre-IPO, private equity, you know. So what is happening is that if you see India in the next 10 to 15 years, you will find that investing in small cap, micro cap, investing in illiquids like say pre-IPOs, growth stage.
Yeah.
So my sense is that AIF is just a kind of a vehicle or a regulatory license, but it allows you to do what I'm just kind of describing to you. Right. But, you know, investing in segments of the market which have long-term potential and they are considered to be risky because of the illiquid kind of nature. Take an example, in last 6 months, there have been a lot of hue and cry about small caps. Mm-hmm. Now, White Oak as a fund house, we don't manage small cap mutual fund in the open-ended format, but we manage our small cap portfolios in AIFs. All right. Because in AIFs, you know, you can have gating. You can plan how much corpus you want to raise. You can plan when you want to service the redemptions, mm-hmm. right? It's not daily liquidity. Some of the portfolio can be with pre-IPO. Some of it can be SME, micro cap, small cap.
Right.
Plus, of course, AIFs allow you to innovate even with the pricing and the commercial structure. Because with mutual funds, you can only have a flat fee. Mm-hmm. In AIFs, you can have performance linked fee. You know, you can have different types of fee depending on size of investment or share class. So I think AIFs lend, you know, it's a operationally convenient fund structure, but in terms of the possibilities, anything which is illiquid has to be in an AIF format. Anything which needs differential commercial understanding needs to be in an AIF format. So I think AIF format is, you know, I think in the last 10, 15 years, it has been one of the most significant, you know, additions to our regulatory landscape.
All right, let's take that point forward now, because from your experience, what unique benefits do AIFs offer to investors, you know, especially those who have traditionally relied just on mutual funds?
Hmm. If you see, mutual funds is the mainstay of the asset management industry. And mutual funds have been designed in a way that, you know, anybody investing 100 rupees a day or 100 rupees a month, right up to anybody investing few crores, it's for everybody. But because mutual funds have to be able to service the last guy or girl in the chain, they have to be standardized, you know, friendly for retail investors. And to that extent, they have to be straitjacketed. Mm. And what risks they can take are definitely controlled. The regulator dictates a lot of things in terms of what a mutual fund can or cannot do. Something as simple that in a mutual fund, small cap means stock number 251 to 500 by rank order of market cap. Mm. But when I talk about an alternate investment fund, right, there are none of these investment restrictions. A mutual fund has to perforce be daily liquidity. On any given day, without any load or charges, I have to allow you to exit. It doesn't apply to an AIF. That's why I said that when it is pre-IPO, SME, micro cap, small cap, we prefer to do in a AIF.
Right.
So commercial understanding is different. You know, fee structures are different. And the whole illiquid space like VC, private equity, credit, real estate, all of that has to be AIF. Mm. So I feel that when it comes to people who have created wealth, people who have been long-term mutual fund investors, ultimately, their preference for risk-return combinations, ultimately, their preference for certain type of investment or the risk that they can take, it's more like a graduation, right? So when people's preferences change, they're looking for different instruments. And AIFs give them an exposure to a wholly different segment, which a mutual fund just can't do. As markets advance, as time passes,
right,
you will see the private market becoming bigger and bigger. And the private market can be accessed only through AIFs. In the US already, by some measures, the private market is bigger than the public market. And the other important thing is that, you know, AIFs have this, it's like a, you know, I would put it this way, that it's a sophisticated investor's mutual fund. You could even say, by some measure, a rich man's mutual fund, right? But I think the best part about AIFs is the ability to give exposure to segments, which a mutual fund, being a mass retail vehicle, just cannot do.
Well, Ashish, it's been good to have you on the show. Thanks a lot for joining in, giving us insights on a whole host of issues. Markets have their cycles, but as you said, opportunities keep coming about, and that's something that we need to latch on to. Thanks a lot for joining in on the show.
Thank you.
Well, on that note, though, we'll wrap up on this edition. Thanks a lot for joining in. We hope our listeners gained valuable perspectives on the market as well as on investment opportunities. We'll be back soon with another episode of Navigate with HSBC. Thanks a lot for tuning in.